Tensions came to a head yesterday between the group Jail Support and the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Gary McFadden says the group interfered with a deputy's attempted arrest of a man who assaulted a woman. The Sheriff's Department says the group is damaging property and getting in the way of the department doing its job. Jail Support says it provides an important service and has the right to be there. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia reports.
Activist Christy Puckett Williams with Jail Support wasn't there when a confrontation broke out Monday morning, but she made no apologies for what occurred when members of the group intervened in an attempted arrest.
Because what we recognize is that incarcerating people, especially in the midst of a pandemic, but on any day, does nothing to really address the underlying violence, right? So them arresting that gentleman does not keep that woman safe. That gentleman will be back out. So what are we really going to do to make sure that genderized and racialized violence is addressed in meaningful ways? That is why Jail Support exists.
Monday resulted in a 5 p.m. press conference called by the sheriff after a tense day with Jail Support, a group that consists of members of Charlotte Uprising. The group used to be located right next to the jail until Sheriff McFadden forced them to move. Jail Support set up across the street. The group offers rides, food, and clothes to people being released and says they need to be close to the jail to provide services. McFadden says after members intervened with the attempted arrest, they tried to come into the lobby of the arrest processing area.
That door is closed because of COVID-19, and you come to the entrance door to get in. They began to bang on the door, curse, and then they moved to the other side and then came inside the building. So we were simply escorting them back out of the building when we have this confrontation.
At one point, McFadden pulled out his phone and recorded the confrontation, as did members of Jail Support. When asked, McFadden said he would release what he recorded. This incident seemed like the tipping point for the sheriff. Jail Support, he says, has already caused damage to property.
The maintenance company now pays over $400 a week to clean feces daily before the staff enters the building. Graffiti has to be cleaned up. $1,200 when graffiti. When we talk about taxpayers' dollars, that's where your taxpayers' dollars are going. Replacement of windows, $3,000.
And he said employees are being negatively impacted.
I have informed the city and I informed the county weekly of what we have to go through here. And I was told at some point, you should understand to be cursed out. You should understand to be called names. You should understand your car is spit on. You should understand all of this because this is part of your job because you choose to be a law enforcement officer. But here's some things they do not understand. Everybody who has a shirt on that says Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office is not a law enforcement officer.
So if McFadden is bringing the situation up to both the city and the county, does he feel alone in this issue?
I'm not alone. I don't think people have the courage to challenge it.
He went on to say,
a lot of people say they have the sheriff back. And you know what I tell them? I know you have my back, but I don't know who you are because I can never see you because you're still behind me. This is a crisis that is going to happen, and I'm just letting people know something's going to happen. Somebody's going to get hurt.
McFadden repeatedly said he supports Jail Support, but things needed to change. He mentioned there are members of the group who are willing to work with the department, but it's hard. As he spoke, members of Jail Support could be heard outside the building. Someone started to pull down the blinds. McFadden stopped them.
We want to work on... No, don't close that, y'all. Don't close that. Don't close that. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. There are people willing to work. The reason I'm laughing, because these are some of the people outside that understand Jail Support, will argue with me every day, but we still can talk every day. I don't have a problem with that.
Outside, a literal storm was brewing with thunder, lightning, and rain. Then Sheriff McFadden came outside, and a second unofficial press conference started, this time with members of Jail Support. Deputies stood on the perimeter of the conversation, keeping an eye on the sheriff.
He's saying that you don't need us. Then supply.
Well, people do need.
What the, no, no.
People coming out need all the support they can get.
And we are. We got it. Here's what he says. We don't need you. You want to be here?
We don't.
The exchange was a tense one, and the back and forth went on longer than the first 30-minute press conference he had inside with reporters. Voices rose with accusations against McFadden's intentions. The sheriff would listen and then interject. Both sides appeared tired and frustrated. After a while, the conversation turned to next steps and questions over ways to move forward, which were unclear. One thing is certain, jail support wants to remain in its location under tents across the street to be near the jail to provide its services, while the sheriff's department says something has to change. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.